Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Carla Bruni.
Yikes.
She's a 4-6 generator on the right angle cross of the vessel of love in the quarter of mutation. She's a first color right fixed single definition. She has an unconscious 46-29, with the 46 also being conscious, and then an electromagnetic 15-5.
She just loves being in the world, in her body, and in her experiential, having an experience for herself and loving it.
I think that's actually very true. You know, I mean, she grew up in a very wealthy family. She's actually Italian, right? And moved to France when she was 7, you know, went to boarding school in Switzerland. At 19, she became a model. And by the 1990s, you know, she was one of 20 highest paid models. I mean, she did very well. Right. So she's always had money, you know, and a comfortable, easy life, you know, in that sense. And, you know, admired for how she looks and her body and everything about her. And so, yes, I think this, you know, this whole thing about, you know, loving being in the world, you know, loving her body, loving being with these guys. She's had all sorts of famous lovers, you know, ending, well, right now with Sarkozy, although there's lots of rumors about that she's now dating some hot musician, you know, while she's married.
Oh, no, the first thing I noticed is, like, open solar plex. She has no juice. There's no heat. She's magnetic with that 15-5, you know, big aura and her love of the body and being this loving person and this 4-6 profile, you know, this friendliness and warmth that comes from that.
But yeah, no, I think that's actually very true. That some of the criticism of her, you know, as a First Lady of France is that she is too cool. I mean, she's like, you know, always perfectly dressed and really sort of remote and, you know,
aloof,
right? You know, and really not available in the way, you know, especially as I think, you know, they're kind of going through this crisis and the popularity of her husband has kind of dipped. That wouldn't it be lovely if she was like more accessible? And it's like, hey, this is not somebody that's like that.
Right. I mean, together, no defined solar plex. So they have a cool relationship
even together
with themselves.
But she's purely collective.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing. She's purely collective.
She's here to share her love of being in her body.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting after the modeling, you know, at 30, okay, at 30, she left the modeling world and all of that and got involved with music. And, you know, she had done 2 albums before she got married. She's released a 3rd one since she was married, and she's now working on a 4th one. And she's now been acting in a Woody Allen movie.
Nope. And here's a throat with no activations in it. I mean, talk about fantastic. You know, she could Elvis, you know, open throat.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that what her voice can be trained, and I'm sure she had the best teachers train her voice and things. But when you look at her and Sarkozy together, well, how did this happen? Well, she's an opportunist, first of all. I don't know how long they've been together.
Well, they got together in 2008. I mean, it was very, you know.
2008?
You know, that's when they married. And you know, she met him at a dinner party, and they had a whirlwind. I mean, I think they got married like 2 months later or something, very quickly.
Oh, I think, okay. I mean, both of them, when you look at their relationship chart, you know, 3 electromagnetics and 2 compromises. But, you know, what's attractive to her, I mean, getting that splenic definition, well-being, and giving him a sense of identity, and she's listening to him with the 13th gate. I think he found she was very easy to talk to.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're everything that the other isn't, right? I mean, she's a generator, right? And he's a projector. You know, so that great sacral that he doesn't have, she knows who she is with that defined G. He doesn't. And then, yeah, she gets the defined ego and the defined spleen. And, you know, then we get the root together. And so, yeah, I mean, but, you know, I think that the issue is, and for her, and she's been quoted as saying, you know, she's basically kind of bored with monogamy, that love lasts a long time, but burning desire only 2 to 3 weeks. Well, here she is at 46, 29. I mean, she's into discovery.
Yeah.
You know, she's into the experience. She's on to something new. And so, you know, I don't know that if you look at this, that you would bet on this being, you know, he's the split definition, so he's probably
right.
more interested in keeping this together for any number of reasons. You know, supposedly he's having his own affair now also, right? You know, since he's sort of jilted by her. Now, who knows what's really going on? I mean, this is the gossip. But certainly their charts would lead you to think that's probably could be pretty likely.
Yeah, well, you know, with her cross and this cross, the right angle cross of the vessel of love, but the 10th gate that she has in her personality, what she would look for fulfillment is not the collective thing. She's looking for an individual fulfillment with the 34 or the 57 or the 20, a way to express this self-love, you know, which isn't present in their design. And, you know, here she has that 25th gate, 6th line. That's her design earth. False innocence betrayed by actions, you know. And this, you know, the 4th line qualities of, and opportunist, you know, a sense of entitlement with,
well,
the 4-6.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is, you know, it's noted that while she was a model, I mean, she was quite outspoken.
Uh-huh.
Right, I mean, you really kind of this free spirit, not married, you know, different lovers, doing whatever she wanted, having
right.
lots of money, whatever. But that since she is married, and this is her first marriage, you know, here she is demure and wearing flats because she's taller than the guy,
right,
and
right.
is just sort of submissive, not really speaking out in this way, right? And so this opportunity, I think, that looked great. You know, now she's having the experience of what it is to be the First Lady of France,
right.
what it is to be with this guy, to actually what it is to be married. And, you know...
Look, only activation in her solar plex. 6th gate. I mean, she has it twice.
Right. Conscious.
First line retreat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the conscious. But what is it? The 3rd line, in detriment, which is don't submit to the established order. You know, so that what your quote was about her, let's have this experience and it's fun. And he was the one compromised in this channel, 4629.
Well, right, that's 6-3, the sensitivity to controls which may eventually reject intimacy. And I think that's absolutely it. And I think also, if it isn't exciting.
Yeah.
You know, that she really is looking to have, you know, an exciting life. I mean, agreeing, I mean, you know, the quote about her going to act in this Woody Allen movie was, you know, I'm going to be able to tell my children, you know, that I was in a, I mean, who wouldn't
right.
take this experience and go with it, right? And,
right.
you know, he's saying that she did a good job, that, you know, she was basically just fine.
Right.
I mean, part of it is because of the high visibility of these people. There is all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
a
you know,
bowl. I mean,
yeah, I mean, they're saying, oh, that it took 32 takes, and it's like, and now they're interviewing Woody, and he's saying that's nonsense. You know, she did it in 8 like everybody else. And, you know, so there's all of this
right.
Stuff going, swirling around, right?
Oh, maybe fortunately she doesn't have any individual definition. You know, she's purely collective.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sharing her life, sharing her experience, and really not, I don't think, paying much attention to what those individual things are. She doesn't, you know, have a root in it.
Well, but it's also this 46-6, that's her design sun, right? This line
uh-huh.
of integrity, right? About securing your identity through, you know, this careful consideration of, you know, the restrictive potential of commitment. I mean, you know, really, and she's got the 29th gate here, and it's unconscious, but this saying yes to things, right? Getting
right.
herself in and really, you know, not being able to get out.
Right, 29-5, overreach.
Right, well,
know.
And she's got the 42nd gate. It's like it's not over till it's over.
Right, well, that's what's interesting about it. that's her north node, which what is she, 43?
She's 43, so she's just, you know, she's just getting into that.
Right. The gate of endings and self-actualization is important, and the third gate, second line, which is design north node, the energy for growth. I can't grow in this relationship.
Although, you know, it's interesting. This British person that was like trying to get the scoop on all of this, you know, and talking to the, you know, to the French, and the French are basically saying, you know, just because, you know, he's got a lover, you know, he's not going to do anything like that with the country. It's like the French have this open kind of
attitude
about all of this, and so, you know, who knows what's really going to happen. But, you know, she's clearly sharing. I mean, and I think this is this movement as she has gotten older from the modeling where she was actually modeling for other designers of getting involved with music where it's actually, you know, a lot of it is her own, you know, songs that she's singing. She also sings other people's songs. But this, you know, she's always going to be sharing. I mean, she's
attracting attention and looking for her voice and a way to manifest it in the world, you know, that not self.
Right.
And, you know, I have nothing against it. I think she'd probably be charming with that 13th gate of listening. You know, she listens.
Oh, I think, yes, she's very charming and very magnetic, you know, very visible with that 15-5. And the large aura, you know, really stands out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough time to enjoy Carla Bruni.
Carla Bruni. Well, we do enjoy, but yes, we will say goodnight.
We'll say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.